welcome to the annual Sunday School Christmas program. The theme is Love Letters of Christmas. All the hymns are in the maroon hymnal. If you can take that maroon hymnal at this time. Throughout the service, you will be singing the Christmas hymns, and you are all invited immediately after the service to come into the fellowship hall for cookies and punch. Go down the hallway and meet your children in the fellowship hall as we share refreshments after this service. So for this Love Letters of Christmas, turn to hymn 379 in your maroon hymnal, and we will sing the hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, hymn 379. As the children process, you may remain seated. We normally stand, but remain seated while the children are processing for hymn 379.
Special letters remind him of God's letters to us. God sent those letters, what letters are those?
Dad says all through history, God has sent messages to his people in lots of different ways. He says it's in the Bible. Here, let's check our mailbox. Here it is in Hebrews 1. In the past, God... spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways.
But it's the prophets your dad's talking about.
Actually, it goes further back than that. To God's promise to Adam and Eve, they needed encouragement in that terrible time. God had a promise for them. Promise to Abraham, the promise of a blessing, and that Abraham himself will be a blessing to all people.
The blessing would come through Abraham's family, God's Messiah.
Genesis 12:2. I will bless you, I will make your name great, and I will bless you a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And all peoples on earth will bless through you.
You know, sometimes when things look especially discouraging, an encouraging letter or card can make all the difference.
Well, things look pretty hopeless for God's people in the 8th century B.C.
Yes, the kingdom of Israel had been destroyed by conquerors, and the family of the same promise, the family of David, had been destroyed. Most of the nation had been carried into exile.
Still, God's prophet spoke of hope.
Isaiah 42:3. Comfort, comfort. My people says, your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
She will come up from the steps of Jesse, from his roots a day shall bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest in him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Isaiah had a lot more to say about the promise of God. He pointed to a sign that would lead people to the promised one.
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
And there's more.
Isaiah 9:6-7. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forth.
For almost 800 years, it looked as though God had forgotten his promise, but the next love letter was on its way.
In 367, O come Emmanuel. 357.
Thank you. You know, there are some Christmas cards that I really look forward to.
I know what you mean. My grandpa always writes a Christmas poem with their card. We all look forward to that.
And ever since my best friend moved away in 7th grade, he always sent a card and a great letter about what his family's been doing. I really look forward to that one too.
God's people have been looking for his next miracle to them for a long, long time, and when it came, they didn't recognize it.
Sometimes I find it hard to believe, but this tiny Bible of God didn't look anything like the conquering hero they were expecting, not even after he grew up.
But as the writer to the Hebrews puts it, in the past, God spoke to us more by his prophets at many times in various ways, but in these last days, he spoke to us by his Son.
God announced his letter in magnificent fashion. The angel of God, Gabriel, was sent first to Zechariah to announce the birth of John, then to Mary to announce the coming of the Messiah himself. As you expect, both of them were pretty overwhelmed.
You bet. Zechariah questioned what seemed to him to be an impossible promise. And you remember what the angel said?
Yes. He said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and have been sent to speak to you. This good news.
Mary was amazed, but ready to believe and said,
I am the Lord's servant. May it be done to me as you have said.
Both promises came true, and God's ultimate love letter was delivered by our past.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own tribe to register.
Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Zechariah because he belonged to the house and line of David. To register with Mary, he was pledged to be married to whom he was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no room for them in the bed.
I anyone's wildest expectations.
There was a combination Christmas card, concert, and birthday message.
And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
"This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in the manger."
Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
We sing "Angels We Have Heard on High" in 368.
Start.
I love that one too.
What I want to know is, how did the Magi know this was such a special star?
They had been reading in God's prophecies.
Oh, back to the Old Testament love letters. What we should know about it.
Well, they had to go way back to the book of Numbers, from the 24th chapter, verse 17, God says,
I see but not now, I behold him but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, a scepter will rise out of Israel.
Well, that was pretty clear.
And we just heard him have a look at the king of Israel.
Yes, they went right to the palace of the king of Israel, Herod, and they carried the royal gifts they sought to the king.
Priests and teachers of the law and asked them where the Christ was to be born.
told the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him."
Halfway in the morning, I went on my way, and the star they had seen in the east when I headed into a separate room which was a child was, and the south study over door.
On coming to the house, they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you. Philippians, you show that you are well from Christ, but not with him, but with the spirit of the living God.
This love letter goes on and on to the dear Christ return. I guess we really could call this the last love letter, but really it's not a letter, it's a vision.
Beyond a day of the Messiah's first coming, and spoke about a far future day of God's blessing.
Isaiah 11:6-9. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
And call us this word of encouragement to us, Later Day Rising Months, 15, for everything that will be in your past is written to teach us so that felt endurance and encouragement we might have hope.
And we, as a church, are intended to be the living means of sharing that hope with the entire world. God makes that crystal clear in the word.
2 Corinthians 5:20. We are there to fulfill Christ's ambassadors, as though we were making his funeral through us.
Yeah. Help us rightly to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Hymn 387, Joy to the World.